National State and the Politics of Money, and his latest book, Crack Capitalism. Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you very much indeed, Sylvia.
Take care.
Thank you.
We have come to the end of our program. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program available to campus and community radios. Please visit our website, www.latinwavesmedia.com, to hear previous shows, connect to our media projects, and access other resources, or to support our efforts by making a safe PayPal contribution. I am Sylvia Richardson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59, and next is your favorite. It's Bread and Roses, News and Views from a Feminist Perspective. Stay tuned.
Happy New Year! Also, happy seventh day of Kwanzaa. We say Abarigani. Today is the seventh day, which is Imani, faith. Faith in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. In other words, we believe that the Almighty is present and we need to help and pray for our parents, our teachers, our leaders. We need to support our parents, our teachers, our leaders. We need to look out for our parents, our teachers, our leaders. During Imani, we pray. So on this day, we light that last candle. After that, Happy Kwanzaa.
KBOO is proud to host the entire series of the podcast, The Spirit of the Forest, an audio drama, dark comedy, and semi-musical outsider art program. It's created by independent producer Dan Krall from Corvallis, and the program reflects upon the sadness, the absurdity, and normalcy of modern life. Listen to The Spirit of the Forest on demand at kboo.fm/thespiritoftheforest.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven cooperative striving to provide access to whole foods customers can trust. People's features farm-direct organic produce, bulk foods, a weekly year-round farmer's market, and everyone is welcome. Located on Southeast 21st and Tibbetts Street, between Division and Powell, more information at peoples.coop.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon Symphony, presenting an evening with indie folk troubadour Gregory Allen Isevok, Thursday, January 14th at the Arlene Schneider Concert Hall. Tickets and information for Gregory Allen Isevok with the Oregon Symphony are available at orsymphony.org.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing, bread and roses.
Oh, hello. And welcome to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. I am Mary Postwaite.
And I am Delphine Crescenzo. Bread and Roses is a collective of women-identified radio activists. We give voice to those working for social justice and equity, globally and locally, and we strive to challenge systems of oppression. All of this, and we have a lot of fun doing it. At least we did in 2015. We always welcome new collective members, no experience necessary. To find out more, please contact KBOO's volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org.
You can like Bread and Roses on Facebook to get updates and see the behind-the-scenes photos. Like us at KBOO Bread and Roses. You can also find us on the web at www.kboofm.fm/breadandroses to listen to past shows and leave comments or suggestions. So today, we're doing a year in review. Before we start, I want to send a couple shout-outs, Delphine.
Yes.
I have a shout-out to my beautiful daughter, Marshalia. I know you're listening. You just texted me and told me you were.
So you better be.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to send a shout-out to Betty Lynn. We love you, Betty. You have been on my mind since my last show, and I just love you to death. I also want to send a shout-out to Crystal, who couldn't make it today. But she says Happy New Year to everybody.
Yay.
Crystal.
Yeah, and Crystal was on the show a few months back.
She was.
When you had a show about reuniting with your loved ones.
Yes, she had reunited with some of her siblings, so that was great.
Yeah.
And I also want to give remembrance to all who passed away in 2015. Mm. And I don't want to say any names or areas because there were so many, and I don't want to leave anybody out. So I give remembrance to all of those who gave their lives in 2015, and hopefully your families will find solace in 2016. So
thank you for that.
So, you know, some of these shows were here before I became a member.
Yeah.
Of Bread and Roses. So why don't you describe a little bit?
Talk a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think 2015 was a very strong year because we added so many new members, and I think that therefore the collective really grew and swelled and went in very different directions. So part of the new collective members that we had this year was Zoe Pilieffa. So me and Zoe did a few shows this year, kind of starting in January and February. We talked about dating in the age of social media. We also talked about celebrating the power of our body and the strengths of our words. We also celebrated International Mother Language Day for the first time on Bread and Roses, which is February 21st. And, you know, as a foreigner to the United States, for me, it was very important to be introduced to this day to actually celebrate your mother tongue, you know, whatever is language. And so, you know, we actually had a Bangladeshi activist when we talked about that, because in Bangladesh there was a time when certain languages could not be spoken.
Right.
And so it's become very, very important for folks, you know, to celebrate that day.
Okay.
You know, countries wherever there's like more than one language, you know, it's pretty common. Yeah, and so I also had like a lot of fun. I kind of started the year, you know, and then I love that you joined because, you know, you are also an environmental activist, you know, because like kind of the second show of the year back in January, I did it on Fukushima and like nuclear power. And, you know, I received a lot of very positive feedback for that show, but it also scared a lot of people. I think like not everybody, you know, the environment is one of these things wherever we have to live in it every day. And sometimes it's just easier not to
think about it.
Yeah. I think about how damaging, you know, it can be to a lot of us. So, you know, I got a lot of kudos for doing that show. I think also the activist that I had was very thankful to, you know, have another forum wherever she could be talking about some of the issues, you know, with nuclear power. And then also, like, that was my favorite show that I did this year, was back in March. And I did a show about a book and a story called The Color of Food. And so this was a young African-American woman who became a first-generation farmer. And she was very, she started a blog called Black Girl Farming because, you know, she was just craving for other experiences, you know, of Black people and people of color and women of color as farmers. And so because she couldn't find those representation, even though she knew that farmers were out there, so she went out and traveled all across the U.S. and gathered the stories of, you know, Latino farmers and Black farmers and Native American farmers and Asian farmers all across the United States. And so I really enjoy having a conversation with her.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like one of my favorites, you know, and you know, working for an organization like Village Gardens, and I know you're involved with Village Gardens as well. You know, it's like food justice is just very dear to my heart, and being able to talk about the complexity, adding race and the racial component to talking about food access and food justice is just so important.
Absolutely.
Here in Portland or anywhere else.
It is.
Yeah. And then Mary, you came on board.
I did.
What was your first show? It was also pretty hard-hitting.
I believe that the first show was about the air quality.
Yeah, it was on the diesel pollution. Yeah.
In particularly in North Portland, where I live.
Yeah.
Which has since then had better outcomes through the city, so that was good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good information on that show.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think my most memorable and favorite show, it's kind of a cross between two. I'd have to say the reunion show and the My Story show.
Yeah.
You know, I found when I came to KBOO, I found that this was a forum that I was able to be myself. And I found that it was very easy for me to do this. So knowing my history and knowing how I am and how I am with people, I felt like this would be a good platform for me to get my word out into the public. And so I'm glad that I joined. I really am, you know.
Well, so am I.
Oh,
I mean, we've done a lot of loving over the microphone, Mary, before, so people are maybe used to it. But I just want to say also, I was very privileged to be part of both of these shows. I think I learned so much because I was never in a situation of being reunited with family members. I learned so much from that particular show. I thought it was great also that you could have your daughter who had been adopted out, you know, that you reunited with Mirjam. It was just great to have her on the show, and you also had Crystal and Jackie Malmstrom, the host of Rose City Native Radio here on KBOO on Thursday evenings. But the show about your story, like, oh my God, I felt so privileged to be the person asking you the questions.
Yeah, we didn't even really get a whole, it was kind of a brief, you know.
It was only an hour for like 40 years of your life. It was not possible to fit it in.
My daughter got me a like a notebook that I could start writing things in. And I haven't started yet, but I think I'm going to.
Okay.
And try to get somebody to put all my thoughts together, because, you know, sometimes I don't think straight. It's a night or day thing for me. It's not, it's not a time thing for me. So I think I'm going to try to write a short book.
About your experiences?
About my experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Do you feel that articulating your story on the radio has helped you kind of understand the bigger story that you're trying to tell?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I've often wondered how I could get it out there. Because, like I told my kids, I'm the best defense for them against the world. You know, if I would have had me when I was younger, things probably wouldn't have went the way they went. However, it's okay. But, you know, I can't write as fast as I think. And so me doing it myself is kind of hard. Being on the radio, I can tell the story and I don't have to worry about editing it because you're listening to it live.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's way more comfortable for me. I like to be real and I like to be live, and that's why we have this live show. So, you know, I don't know, maybe it did kind of sway me a little bit to say, hey, maybe you should do this. And I think I'm gonna go ahead and try. 2016 is gonna be a wonderful year.
Yeah. Have we said yet Happy New Year? Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh my goodness.
We haven't.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, Happy New Year, everyone.
I wanna send a special Happy New Year to my girl Isabella. You're out there, my love. This is for you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone, for all of those who tune in every week. I think, you know, it's like almost, you know, 38 years, I think, of Bread and Roses. It's just been such a diversity of voices. And so we're just very thankful for the listeners who, despite the diversity of voices, still tune in and are very interested with the different perspectives, feminist perspectives that we bring.
You are why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You are why we are here and talking about the things that we talk about, because we care about you.
Yeah.
And we want you to be informed. So here it is. Here we are.
That's what we do. Yeah. And so that show about your story was really amazing. I received a lot of feedback for that, like really talking about, for me, like I just feel like you also just kind of like brought in a different way of doing radio for the collective, you know. I think that now, thanks to you, I think that our collective is just ready to accept way even more diverse voices, you
Absolutely.
Know. So I really feel that you broke some ground here, helping us see, you know, how radio can be done differently.
You hear that, folks? Everybody can learn something every day.
Yeah.
You know, even if you think you know everything, you really can learn something every day.
You can. And then, so also, you did quite a few shows about the voices of youth. Like, you brought in a lot of young people into the studio. Yeah, even when we had the Noble Foundation that helps with financial literacy, etc. I think that we had a young girl. Was she 4 or 5?
She's like 5, I think. Yeah, just a little itty bitty, just as cute as could be.
She was the cutest.
Yeah, you know, I focus a lot on the young generation because for a few different reasons. As I grew up, I didn't have that backing that I felt I needed. So as I grew up, I decided that if I ever had kids, I was gonna try to give them the backing that I wanted and didn't get. And then just looking at the world today, there's so much death and destruction out there. 2015 was so traumatic for so many people, so many countries all over the world. And you know, I just look at it and I'm like, somewhere along this line, somebody has to stop and look and say, hey, if we continue to go like this, our children will not live long enough to see their children live.
Yeah.
And that's scary to me. You know, we need to start taking care of our world and each other. And the only way to do that is if we all unite as one and we teach our younger generation that they're beyond this. They're beyond all of the turmoil that's been going on. They're better than that, you know, and we love them and we support them. And so, you know, I'm very, very passionate about the younger generation, very. I just can't do enough to try to help give their future a path, you know.
And I think that you do that, like help them, you know, by supporting them and letting them know that they matter. But I think something else that you do that we've tried a lot on Bread and Roses and have been, you know, more or less successful. Ashley Thurstra, big shout out to her. We miss you here at Bread and Roses, but she was also very focused on the voices of youth. And that's the difference. It's actually bringing the youth on the air, right? So it's like instead of you and I as adults talking about youth and what's going on for them, it's actually hearing them from the horse's mouth, as you say.
Absolutely.
and so that is, in my opinion, you know, the key to you know, the shows that you've been bringing and that Bread and Roses tries to bring to folks is, you know, people from their own words, you know, talking about their own experiences.
Right.
According to their own, on their own terms, you know.
You know, everybody has a story to tell. Some may be good and some may be bad. I'm an optimist. I like to see the silver lining in things. You know, you can take the most traumatic situation and find that one little piece of glimmer in there. It may not take the tragedy away, but it makes it a little bit better. It makes you crack that just a half a smile. It gives you that little flutter in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, throughout my experiences in life, I've just learned to be like that. And I've taught my kids to be like that. So I hope in the future that they take my lessons and, you know, run with them and if I can change the lives of other, you know, teenagers or young adults or anybody really, then I've done what I was put on this earth for. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's how I feel. And, you know, it used to be hard for me, but now it's not. It's really not. Somebody out there understands. And I want that to be known. Mm-hmm. Somebody out there loves you. And there's a reason why you're here.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to remember that.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I think that you say that or something like that about every show.
Basically.
And I think somebody is wanting to call us to let us know how they feel. I'm going to let you guys in on a little insight. We are in the air room tonight. That's where I'm actually engineering at the same time as co-hosting with Mary. So we'll go to a short musical break here in just a minute if you can call back then. And then if you wanted to join our conversation, we could do that. Before we go to break, I just wanted to continue on that, the youth voice, because I think that we broke ground this year in 2015 on the Brandes Collective, because we have the first 18-year-olds who have joined Olivia and Marcelia. Mm-hmm. Olivia still has gonna host her show in 2016 on her own, but Marcelia actually back in December, earlier December, got a chance to host her first show, where not only did she pick the guests, but she wrote the questions and you co-hosted with her.
She did,
that
and she
day.
Did a wonderful job. I'm proud of her.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's great. She takes after me. What can I say?
She really does. and so for me, it's just it's a huge accomplishment, I think, as a collective, that we should be very proud that young women want to be, first of all, hang out with us, mm-hmm. but also feel confident enough, I think, that we're doing a pretty good job mentoring, which, you know, is a call out to anybody out there, you know, Brad and Roses or KBU Community Radio. That's what we're about. We're about training for free and mentoring, you know, because as Mary says often, everybody has a story, everybody has something to say.
Absolutely. And we want to hear yours. So we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, those of you who have already tried to call or want to call, give us a call.
The number is 503-231-8187.
So.
And what's the song we're listening to? It's an homage.
This is Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. And this is dedicated to the late Natalie Cole, who we lost yesterday.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore,
and forevermore,
that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you.
Again, that was Unforgettable. Natalie, we'll miss you. Again, I'm Mary Postway.
We will. And I'm Delphine Crescenzo.
And this is another episode of Kitchen Table Conversations. So, while we were on our musical break, we received a phone call. Caller, I don't know who you are or what your name is, but, you know, if you want to call in and talk to us or, you know, leave a suggestion or however it may be, that's wonderful, and
that's
we invite
cool.
all of your calls. But please, when you call, don't be derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
This is a positive show.
Yeah.
This is 2016, sir. You don't have to cuss at us. Thank you, though.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I know it can be frustrating when you enjoy listening to music, but this is actually a talk show. This is public
Kitchen
affairs.
Table conversations.
Yeah, that's what we do here on Bread and Roses every Friday, 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. We've actually been doing this for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey.
So yeah, some folks want to call. I think Marcelia is trying to call, so I'm going to pick up this call, and you might hear me in the background because this is live radio, and we all in the air room and we're having fun.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Mary, why don't you tell us about some other shows that you did and that you enjoyed?
Okay, well, I've done a few shows besides the reunion show and the environmental air show. Me and my daughter have hosted together different shows with students from... what's the, over in North Portland?
Rosemary Anderson High School. Marcelia is on the air, actually. Hey, Marcelia.
Well, hello. Hey, Marcelia.
Hi, Mama.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. And so how is your new year going so far, baby?
Happy New Year, Marcelia.
Happy New Year.
So tell me, baby, what was your favorite show thus far in 2015 for Bread and Roses?
I think my favorite show would have to be my first.
Your first show?
And my first show and the reunion show as well.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too. That was great.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, do you have anything to say about our past year and the year coming up?
For the past year, I'd have to say, I think it's been a roller coaster for everybody. And if you could go into next year, just go into it with a positive outlook on everything and always find that silver lining. Like you tell me, to find that silver lining in everything and to see that light.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's
so I just want to call in and say thank you for the shout out and everything. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Thank you so much, Marcelia.
No problem.
Yes.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there tonight.
That's okay. We still love you.
We still love you, and we look forward to your next show. Do you have a topic already?
I don't have a topic. I would love to do another show, so I will think of one, because that was so much fun, and I would love to have more teenage women on.
Absolutely.
Get their voices heard. So
yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Marcelia.
Thank you, Dale. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby. Oh, it's all you know. Those who listen, that's my daughter, Marcelia. She is another Bread and Roses Collective member. She's now off on her own and doing her own thing. So, yay. I'm happy that she called in. I love my baby.
Yeah.
My son is in the music room, but he refuses to come to the microphone, but I'm... Shh, don't tell him, but I think I'm going to try to get him to come on.
Well, yeah, we'll have to bribe him.
Right.
Well, and so, you know, I think it's great that you bring in your son as well, because I think that in 2015 the collective has had a lot of very difficult conversations. Also, we talked a lot about violence. We talked a lot about racism. I know you've used you know, the example of your son many times, you know, as we had conversation about the white supremacy, about racism, and about you know, Black Lives Matter. This year has been hugely active, and I think that that here at the Brandes Collective we've done a very good job as we look back at all that we've done or this year in 2015, or I guess last year now.
Right. A whole year ago.
You know, I just want to say I think that we were very we reacted to a lot of situations. We talked about the mass shooting that happened, including the one that happened at the Umpqua Community College. We talked about police violence. We talked about the laws changing also around policing here in Portland. We talked obviously about pollution and a lot of different very difficult issues. And so, you know, I just wanted to say one of the things that we bring to the conversation, I feel, is whenever we are having these hard, difficult conversations, we also do a very good job at bringing some good solutions to the table. I think we very often offer, even if just the Bread and Roses show as a platform for folks to discuss things.
Absolutely. It looks like we have another caller.
I will try to see who that is.
We'll see. Please keep it PG. This is a family show. So yeah, I did a show on the product of your environment and brought some ladies and some young ladies in here to prove that you don't have to be a product of your environment. That was a really good show for me. And I think I want to elaborate more on that on another show. So, what do you think?
I think that that would be a great idea to elaborate on that particular topic, because I think that this is something that we struggle with as women. I think that we have a lot of kind of preconceived ideas in our head as to who we should be based on where we come from, right. You know, what we look like and all of that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's kind of what is keeping us, first of all, apart from each other. I think one of the biggest benefit for me, having joined the Bread and Roses Collective, is really to have found a sisterhood. You know, mm-hmm. I think I was kind of, I was not aware, even though now I realize, you know, that, you know, that's what my grandma was and my aunt were and my cousins, you know, like that's kind of like was the starting of me connecting with other women on like a different level. I think that having joined this collective in my early 30s has really supported